So I've been joking recently, incidentally, that cholangiocarcinoma is the new non-squamous cell cancer of the lung because of all the mutations they seem to be finding there. Do you see much cholangiocarcinoma?
Well, we sure do, yes. Unfortunately, it's not as responsive to immunotherapy from what we know as the HCC, which is, again, a very interesting question because remember you asked me about the liver as an immune organ. And here we are. We have two different types of primary liver cancer. The majority of cases in cirrhosis with hepatitis or alcoholic cirrhosis, etc. And then the little brother, the cholangiocarcinoma, arising in a non-diseased liver in younger patients, no gender differences anymore. And this disease appears, at least if we talk about monotherapy from the data that we have so far, not to be very responsive to anti-PD-1 treatment.
Yeah, and I was thinking of targeted therapy because the stuff that I've been hearing about with IDH inhibition and I think FGFR sounds like it might be kind of interesting. What do you think?
Absolutely. It's going to lead into, I'm convinced, that's going to be coming standard of care very soon, especially I think the IDH mutation, we're a little bit ahead of the FGFR, but I expect both to become standard of care options. And then, and that's what we're currently working on, many are currently working on, the question is, can you potentially use this to make the tumor more immunogenic and combine it with
Right.
immune checkpoint inhibitors?
Interesting.